I am speaking now with Chelsea Malinow, a senior at Yellow Medicine East School. Hello.
Hi.
Have you been going to the Yellow Medicine East School District your whole life?
No, I recently came in this year.
Oh, where were you before?
I was in Arizona at Westview High for the first semester, and before that I was in Echo Charter School for most of my years, and before that I was in the Philippines.
Wow, you've moved around a lot.
Yeah.
So living in rural Minnesota, is that a new thing? Is there some culture shock there?
I guess so. There's really, I don't know, I've adapted to it, so not much of a change.
When you were a little girl, like first or second grade, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I've always wanted to be a teacher.
And how about now? What are you thinking?
I am going into for nursing and going into the NICU.
What is that?
That would be working with babies, so like newborn babies, babies.
Okay. Yeah, nursing is such a huge field that there's so many different ways you can specialize. How did you decide you wanted to work with newborns?
Oh, well, I always loved babies, and for me, I love taking care of people, so just taking care of kids and that general area is something that I wanted to move forward with my life after high school, but I've changed so much before that.
Yeah, usually people change their majors several times when they're in college. What do you see as your dream job? What would you like to be doing like 20 years from now?
Well, not only do I want to be a nurse in the NICU, but I probably want to either be a doctor or just a person that travels around the world.
Okay, that was actually one of the things I was going to ask you, is you've had so much experience already moving around. Do you have a dream place where you'd like to live?
Probably somewhere in Europe or somewhere in the islands, I guess you could say.
When you say the islands, what do you mean?
Like, for example, Maldives is a pretty nice place to go, or I've seen, like, Dubai, where my aunt lives.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. How many languages can you speak?
Three. Well, two, I guess.
Okay. There's English, obviously. What's the other one?
Yeah. Bisaya, which is one of the Philippine languages, but there's also another language in the Philippines, which is Tagalog.
The classes that you're taking right now, how are they sort of pointing you in the direction of nursing?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Has there been anyone, parents or anyone at school, who's maybe been an influence in helping you go in this direction?
Not really. I've just kind of made it up throughout life experiences, I guess.
Have you had a chance to do any sort of job shadowing?
No, not yet, but I am working as a CNA currently.
What is it about working as a CNA that maybe has surprised you, that wasn't what you were expecting?
There really wasn't much of a surprise. I know that there's a little bit of a shortage of people normally working as a CNA in nursing homes and such like that, but there really isn't much of a surprise for it. Nothing unexpected. Everything that you learn throughout the course that you have to go through is what you expect working at any nursing homes, I guess.
Working as a CNA in a nursing home, you're working with the elderly for the most part, and your long-term goal is to work with babies. And so is there some ways that maybe it sort of transfers over? You're learning things now that you can apply later?
I'm sure there is, but working with babies is more fragile than most elders are. I mean, like, elders are fragile, but not as fragile as newborns.
Okay. What sort of school activities are you involved in?
I was in volleyball, basketball, trap shooting, and student council.
So those are team activities. How is getting experience on the team now going to help you if you go into nursing?
Just getting along with everybody, working as a team, things like that is what's going to... it's a life thing that you need to have, just working with other people.
What are the classes that come easiest to you, and which ones do you have to struggle in more?
My math classes are probably my easiest, like college algebra, and my hardest has been currently chemistry.
What about classes like art or English, where there's more room for interpretation? Are you comfortable with that? Or you do you prefer classes where there's more of a definite answer that you're working towards?
More of a definite answer.
Let's say it's 10 years from now. You're at your high school 10-year reunion, and you're seeing classmates. Well, wait a minute. I don't know. Let's see. You have so many different experiences as far as different school. What is the biggest school you've gone to?
Down in Arizona, Westview High. My graduating class is going to be, I believe they said 700 and something.
And how many are in the graduating class at Yellow Medicine East? Like
53.
So you went from a really big school to a fairly small rural school. How would you compare advantages or disadvantages of both?
Well, for sure you have more classes at a bigger school. They have more help. Oh, well, actually, you get one-on-one with your own counselor if they have the time, but otherwise there really isn't much of a difference. The class sizes were moderate, at least like 40 people in each class. Probably just having so many students at the school itself is just overwhelming if you haven't been to a bigger school, so...
Was it a little overwhelming in some ways coming to a much smaller school?
Not really, because I went from a smaller school, which was Echo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Echo Charter School?
Yes. In a way, like, people know each other around the town, but when you're in a bigger school, you don't really know much on everybody.
So what do you think of your short time at Yellow Medicine East is going to jump out at you when you remember it years later from now?
Probably just being able to join sports and all the activities at the school, having to do that, that's the one thing that I'll probably miss through that high school.
Okay, very good. And I'm talking with Chelsea Malinow, a senior at Yellow Medicine East. Thank you.
Thank you.